Welcome back, folks. This segment is brought to us by the Game Alert made by Hogman Outdoors and Pyramid Air, which is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Folks, this is Luke, and I'm back with you. You know, what a show we've had today. I've thoroughly enjoyed all of our guests. You can always learn something on our show. It's always totally unscripted. A lot of these guys and gals that are our guests, not a lot of them, all of them, you know, they're well-grounded in their aspect of the outdoors. And when I started doing outdoor radio shows, I'll give you a little history. Probably about, 12 years ago, I was a guest on an outdoor show. A friend of mine had the show, and it was a radio show, hunting and fishing, of course. I don't know what I was talking about, hunting turkeys, or maybe it was, you know, I'm sure I've worked in wild hogs somewhere in the mix. But he told me, he said, you ought to start doing your own outdoor radio show. This old boy was not from this area, you know, that had the show. And I gave it some thought. I said, I'm no radio person. I'm an old outdoors writer, you know. But I did. He kind of coaxed me along and got me into radio. And then I already was well-grounded in the outdoors. It seemed like a perfect fit. Then I started having fun with these shows. At first, I was a little bit scared. I thought, I'm just not qualified to do outdoor radio. Well, you know, that proved not to be the case. But I finally, after a year or two, I found a niche. At first, I would try to be scripted and, you know, maybe try to imitate Paul Harvey just a little bit, which didn't work. But finally, I discovered that unscripted, off-the-cuff, real-world outdoor talk is what people really enjoy and can relate to. So that's the way we've been doing it for, 12 years, and 10 of them we've used this format, just a casual show, which I hope all of you folks do enjoy it. I get a lot of emails and comments from friends and people that listen that say they do. Remind you that if you've got anything interesting in the outdoors that you'd like to share with all of our listeners, you can go online to catfishradio.org, catfishradio.org, and send me an email. There's a little deal there, an icon or whatever. It says, email Luke. And my email address is there. Send me an email. I promise you I'll get back with you. And, you know, you might want to be a guest on the show. I would welcome you if you've got something you'd like to share with all of our friends here. One season, hunting season, that's still going on is javelina season. Now, a lot of us hunt wild hogs. I am a rabid wild hog hunter. But javelinas are the most fun little critters to hunt. I like to eat them. You'll hear all kind of stories about how bad javelinas taste. Well, a javelina does have a musk gland on the top of his back, kind of toward the back of the javelina. It's a bad smell. That's how they communicate in the wild, through that musk gland, one of the ways that they do. But you're talking about good eating. If you skin one right, Bob Hood, the old outdoor editor for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, taught me this years ago. I asked him, I said, Bob, can you eat? We was out Ranger Creek Ranch up in Knox County, just west of Seymour. I said, how are these things to eat? I'd only killed one or two in my earlier hunting career, you know. He said, Luke, they're excellent. Let me show you how to skin them. And he just made sure and left that scent gland on the hide. It's right there on the hide. Mess the meat up with it, you know, just skin it out. And I'll tell you, the flavor of the javelina, the ones that I've cooked, is somewhere between wild pork and venison. Very lean. I cook it in moisture, make fajitas out of it too, smoke all that meat, say a ham or a couple of hams, they're not that very big, smoke them a good while with jalapeno and garlic, and then slice them up and season them with fajita seasoning. They are really, really good fajitas. But for a bow hunter, there is no better animal to hunt, in my opinion, than the javelina. They run in packs of, you know, 6 to 20, you know. I'd say 10 is a pretty good average for javelina. You can hunt them west of Fort Worth, about an hour and a half up at Ranger Creek Ranch. That's right there in Knox County, about 20 minutes west of Seymour, where the Ranger Creek Ranch is. That season goes. There is a season up in North Texas. Goes through, I think, the 25th of February. And, You can hunt them with a rifle. An air gun would be a big hoot to hunt. Well, I'm going to go back up there and do an air gun, big boar air gun story at Ranger Creek Ranch soon. But there, you know, you can stalk, get downwind and ease in. You'll see them. If you just hunt around a feeder, you have to be where they are, of course. I've killed a few with a bow, just, you know, shot them out of a ground blind around a feeder. But the real fun way to hunt those things is to get out and maybe walk the ranch, corn the ranch roads is a good way. Get some out of the brush, and you can spot them down there maybe 150 yards away. Get back, watch your wind, get back in the brush and come out on them with a bow or a big bore air gun, you know. So I've got that coming up. Now, if you you ever read Fur Fish and Game magazine, folks, it's been around since 1925. It's the only outdoor national publication that I'm aware of that prints every month. Well, I write, I've been writing for some time for Fur Fish and Game. The February issue, I've got an article that I think you'd enjoy. You can find Fur Fish and Game sometimes at Walmart. Outdoor magazines are notoriously sometimes hard to locate, you know, different bookstores and stuff. But Fur Fish and Game's been around a long time. The February issue is a lot of good pictures and some tips on hunting javelina, and this was from a hunt last year about this time at Ranger Creek Ranch. So check out the February issue if you can of Fur Fish and Game. I think you'd enjoy maybe learning about javelina hunting, or you might not know about the fact that they're that close to us right up in this area. I'll tell you about a fun hunt for wild hogs that I've got coming up next week. Actually, I'm getting ready for it right now down with my buddy Mark Billette down in Trinity County. Actually, his ranch is between Groveton and Trinity right there on Highway 94. But I'm doing a rider's hunt, Pyramid Air, which is the, you hear me talking about Pyramid Air, they're the largest air gun supply company, and they have everything, bullets, guns, tanks, anything to do with air guns, Pyramid Air has got, big bore, small bore, everything. Well, I'm doing a hunt for Pyramid Air. We want the Dragon Claw is their Seneca, one of their Seneca brand rifles. And Doug Howlett, who's the editor of Fur and Fangs magazine, Doug's going to be with us. Larry Chesney with Sporting Classics. I know a lot of you have read Sporting Classics magazine. And then my old buddy Joe Arterburn with Peterson's. He's going to be down there. But it's going to be fun. These guys, they're like me. They're old outdoor riders, and they've kicked around the outdoors for years. We'll be down there for a couple of days of hog hunting. And they're coming from different parts of the country, down in the southeast and traveling from all over. We're going to meet them down at the Bush Airport there in Houston later this week. Head down there to Mark's place, and we're going to have about two full days of hog hunting. Should be a lot of fun. I know you can watch for their articles on the hunt coming up in Fur and Fangs magazine, Sporting Classics, and probably Peterson's there. But I always look forward to getting with these guys. I don't get a chance to visit with them much, but we always leave saying we'll do it again soon. It might be 5 years before we get back together. And also coming up pretty soon, I think in about 2 weeks, the Patriot Sporting Challenge that I helped with a little bit last October. That's the event there at Lake Fork. You know, it was a different competitions, a lot of fun, the Patriot Sporting Challenge. And it drew a lot of money. It pulled in a lot of dollars for the Folds of Honor, which goes directly to children of soldiers that are wounded or killed, you know. But a good friend of mine, actually the guy that puts this show on the website there at catfishradio.com, Jeff Rice, Jeff donated a trip, a hog hunt, for at the live auction at the event this past October. Well, a gentleman and his wife is coming out later, well, about another week and a half, I guess, and I'm going to join them down at Jeff's got the Buck and Bass Ranch down at outside of Yantis, down there in the upper end of Lake Fork. But we're going to eat barbecue, beans, and all the trimmings, and they're going to come down and hunt hogs with us. So I can't recall the gentleman's name that won it or the high bidder on the hunt, but I'm really looking forward to that. And for the Patriot Sporting Challenge, you know, it's a very good cause. My hat is off to Jeff for setting this up. Folks, I have enjoyed our guest today. We've had a really good show, unscripted, of course, But I'm looking forward already to putting next week's show together. All of you stay warm. I know we got some cold weather coming in. Make sure, and if you get a chance, remember those javelina. It's not too late for a good javelina hunt, and a good place to do that is Ranger Creek Ranch up in just west of Seymour. You can learn more about that place by going to rangercreekranch.com. Don't forget to contact me through the radio website if you got something you want to talk about. Catfishradio.org.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to crockettresort.com. Or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, if you hunt hogs at night, I want to hook you up with Hogman Outdoors. They make some awesome night lights for rifle or bow. They also make the game alert that signals you when the hogs come into a feeder. Just a little red light that comes on, and when the light comes on, you get ready to make the shot. Visit them online, hogmanoutdoors.com. Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet, and it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season. Folks, that wraps us up for today's show. I want to say thanks to everyone that's been with us, all of our guests, and I want to say thanks to you for listening. I want to remind you, you can go to catfishradio.org, and there you can listen to the archive of this week's show. All this coming week, you can download the various segments. Check out my book, Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting, while you're there. It's a lot of information on hunting hogs and cooking wild pork that you might enjoy. Want to remind you of a couple of catfish tournaments, the Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, every October. Was an awesome event this past October. You can follow them on Facebook, Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, just like that, Possum Kingdom Cat Masters on Facebook, and you can stay tuned in throughout the year. Now, the Yannis Catfish Classic down at Lake Fork. This year, this coming April, will be the last weekend in April. I want to remind you about that. For more information, I know a lot of you know Jerry Miller, good friend of mine. Just call Jerry. I'll give you his number for more information on it. But it's going to be the last weekend in April, and it'll be held at the Minna Bucket, an awesome place, as all of you know. Got a clean rooms, a cafe, good food, boat ramp, pavilion. You name it there, the Minna Bucket is an awesome place, but that's where the Yannis Catfish Classic will be held. You can call Jerry Miller at 903-850-9500. And the last thing I want to do is brag on the folks down in Yannis, the Yannis Federal Credit Union. Awesome place to get your boat financed. I think they even have home loans, you name it. Anything that you need to a bank or bank for, they also have checking there at the Yannis Federal Credit Union. But you can go online there at Yannis FC Federal Credit Union and check them out there. I see, get that. It's YannisFCU.com is actually the website. YannisFCU.com. But some great folks. Folks, I've enjoyed our show. I hope you have. Tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.